Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Is the Queen going batty? We've learned of a spooky habit the Queen has, and that she does it when bored. Balmoral is said to be home to a colony of pipistrelle bats, which have been there for about 30 years. They are a protected species, and the Queen has always been extremely interested in them. Adam Heliker told The Sun the staff and the monarch used to watch the bats and try to catch them with nets. She used to do the net wielding, but she doesn't do it now. Now I'm told the Queen shouts encouragement, but observes the proceedings. It's more of a show put on for by her staff. That's just one of the things they do at Balmoral to stop them from getting bored stiff. Although the footsmen would love it if they weren't there, I think you could say after horses and corgis, bats are her much lesser known third favourite. There's some reports that if they do catch any of them, they are released back into the wild outside. Hello Magazine reports the Queen gave her favourite grandchild access to a rare privilege during a Balmoral visit. That grandchild is Lady Louise Windsor, daughter of Prince Edward and Sophie Wessex. It's been reported that Louise has an artistic flair and a love of drawing, so the Queen has previously granted her access to a special collection of rare artwork. The source previously told The Sun, because of her obvious artistic skill, the Queen allowed Louise to look through some of the collection of Queen Victoria's Highlands sketches, which are kept at Balmoral but are rarely dug out these days. The Queen can be quite caring if you don't go on Oprah. Pure Wow reminds us that it's no secret that Kate Middleton has a love for photography, and has a knack for it at that. Her Majesty used this passion to make the Duchess of Cambridge feel welcomed in the royal family during her first few visits to their summer estate. When Kate was dating William, Kate visited Balmoral. In order to calm Kate's nerves and make her feel at home, the Queen allowed the Duchess to break one very important rule, no picture taking. According to royal expert and author Katie Nicholl, the monarch wanted Kate to be able to exercise her passion while at the residence, so she allowed her to take photos, something that was never permitted for visitors. Until now, the Queen had met Kate only fleetingly at the wedding of Peter and Autumn Phillips, but she went out of her way to make her feel welcome, giving her permission to take pictures at Balmoral. As a woman who has lived her entire life in the public eye, the Queen rarely lets her guard down, and very few apart from her family and closest friends get to see the real Elizabeth. However, Kate will miss out on the traditional royal honour on her 40th birthday in January. The Mirror reports that the bells at Westminster Abbey usually ring to mark the birthdays of senior royals, but from now on they will only be chimed for select members of the royal family, and Kate Middleton is the first one to miss out. The bells have not rung at the Abbey since April 2020 due to the pandemic, and under changes for the restart, the bells will no longer be rung for the birthdays of Princess Anne, Prince Andrew, Prince Edward, or the Duchess of Cornwall, and it's the same for the Cambridges and their children. They will only be heard for the Queen and Prince Charles. It's okay, though, really, because Kate is wonderful. A source told Vanity Fair, Catherine isn't one for lots of fuss or big parties. Being with William and the children is her favourite way of spending her birthday. So, no bells. Palace Intrigue will be right back. The Mirror reminds us it's been 25 years since Princess Diana's ill-fated marriage to Prince Charles was officially ended. As part of a settlement, Diana was reportedly awarded a £17 million lump sum and £350,000 a year to run her private office. Diana was allowed to keep her apartments at Kensington Palace, and the pair agreed to share custody of their sons. However, one thing she was unable to keep was her HRH title. Losing the HRH meant it was no longer necessary for friends or staff to bow or curtsy in Diana's presence. It also meant she would now have to curtsy to her husband, her two sons, and a whole host of minor royals, and she lost her connection to the royal family. After seeing her distress at losing her title, a 14-year-old Prince William is believed to have made her a touching promise. He told her, "Don't worry, Mummy, I will give the HRH title back to you one day when I am king." Diana died in August 1997 at age 36. And there you have it. Please follow us on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.